Welcome to Gardening with Lucy. Today we're going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, gardening with herbs. You know, gardening with herbs is really easy. It doesn't take much room in your garden, and it's pretty much almost anything someone can do, even if you only have a patio. The thing about herbs is that they are something that you can use in very small amounts, and they can flavor your food. Now, the definition of herbs is something that you use, like, in your food, or medicinally, or they're aromatic, say like lavender is aromatic. But today we're gonna focus mainly on the kind of herbs that we use in our kitchen. So I've got here in front of me a basket full of a lot of spring herbs, something that we're gonna wanna put in our garden. I would suggest when you go to choose herbs that one of the best ways to do it is to go ahead and buy a pot. You can get a 3-inch, you get a 2.5-inch, really doesn't much matter, but it's a lot easier to buy a pot, and you know, they're not very expensive, so you're not gonna put out too much money for it. If you want to, you can always do it from seed. There's lots and lots of good seed companies out there, and they have a whole array of seeds that you can also start on your own. I generally go ahead and buy a pot because I like my herbs to come in pretty fast. But, you know, whatever's best for you. Now, on my right, your left, we have our perennials. It turns out that you can divide plants up into annuals, perennials, and also biennials. So today we're going to talk first about the perennials, and I'm going to start with this rosemary. This kind of rosemary is a trailing rosemary, which I prefer because this rosemary will not grow really tall. Now, if you have a space in your garden for a very tall one, this works out fine. But if you have it in a pot, probably a trailing rosemary will do. Also, they get very pretty little blue flowers, which you can eat and taste just like rosemary. Another perennial that's common in many kitchens as well as gardens is thyme. Thyme is very easy to grow, and there's several different varieties that you can get. Yeah. Here I'm demonstrating golden lemon thyme, and when you smell it, it just smells so much like lemon. When you put this in, say, a fish dish or in your chicken, it's just wonderful. You get a wonderful lemon flavor. Very easy to grow. There's also French thyme. You can buy English thyme. These grow long and low. If you want to put them in a pot, they will trail over the side. So they're very easy to grow also. A larger plant would be a sage. Culinary sage is something that a lot of people like to put in, say, stews or in their turkey dressing at Thanksgiving. This will grow into quite a large plant, which we will see later. And it's one of the ones that many people feel like is a real important one in their garden. I love the silvery leaves. You can also buy one that has golden and silver leaves. All right, let's talk about fennel. Now, fennel is, there's two kinds. There's a perennial kind and then there's an annual kind. This here actually is the annual kind, and it's actually better for cooking. So if you're thinking of using fennel in your cooking, the Florence fennel is one that will work really well in your garden because it will make a nice big bulb. And when you take that bulb away, well then you won't have the plant anymore. So if you really like it, you'll want to plant several. Another perennial or biennial is this parsley. Parsley to me is a staple of an herb garden. I use it a lot in my cooking. And you know what, it's very good for you. It has lots of vitamins. So I like to sprinkle on dishes, or I like to put it in soups or stews. So you'll wanna put parsley in. There are several kinds. This one is Italian, that has more of a flat leaf, and it works very easily in the garden. You don't need to do too much to it. You just come and clip it out, and you've got your parsley for the day. Now, I'm gonna talk about these mints. All right, mint is something a lot of people like to put in their garden, but I'll tell you what, it's very invasive. And if you put mint in your garden, pretty much you're going to have mint all over your garden. What happens is the mint will put a runner out the bottom, and that runner will come up somewhere else in your garden. It also multiplies by having flowers that throw seeds everywhere. I put mint in this garden at one point, and later on found mint over in my other part of my garden and my other part of the garden. So beware that if you plant mint, it could be something that could go all over your garden. But on the other hand, it is something that many people like to put in their drinks, on salads. It's very, very tasty, and you know it smells so good. I have here two varieties today. We got the spearmint and the peppermint here. Mmm, they just smell so good. It smells like some gum. If you're going to plant it, one way to keep it corralled is to put it in a pot. Many people will put their mints in a pot, and that keeps them corralled, but you know what? They'll still try to get out the little hole in the bottom of the pot. So when they do that, you want to cut that root off. Okay, let's talk about some annual herbs. First here is dill. Now, dill is one that I love to put in soups and on fish, but it doesn't really like Riverside so much. It does well if you plant it early in the spring, and it is an annual, so it will die. But if you can get it to grow, it is really wonderful to have the fresh dill to put in your food. I would definitely buy this in a pot rather than buy seeds. The seeds are very difficult to start, but if you're brave, go ahead. Over here, I have another wonderful herb that many, many people want to put in their garden. You may say it looks a bit like parsley, and it is in the same family, but actually is cilantro. Cilantro is very popular to use in Mexican-style dishes and in Thai dishes, and actually you can get many different kinds of cilantro. And the seed from cilantro turns into what we call coriander. So if you've ever cooked with coriander, it's actually the seed of the cilantro plant. Now, cilantro is what we call a cool season plant, which means it will grow from the fall, say starting in late September when it cools down, all the way through, say, June. And you might want to plant successive plantings in order to have it for all that time. Once the hot weather comes, cilantro will not like it. You'll have to wait again till the fall and just get yourself some in the store. But it is a very worthwhile herb to grow in your garden for the time from the fall all the way through late spring. So I definitely put it in my garden. Now, one of the very, very favorite herbs is basil. Now, unlike our cilantro here, which is a cool season herb, the basil is the opposite. It is a hot season herb. So you will want to plant this when you know the soil is warmed up, probably in late March, all the way. You could plant it all through April, even into May, late May, even into early June. So it's definitely worthwhile. And when the heat comes, your basil will thrive. It will get big and bushy, and you will pinch it back and take it into your kitchen and use it in all kinds of recipes. So these are just a few of the herbs. There are, of course, many, many more. There's chives, which are so easy to grow. You can get them in a pot also. There are just so many. There are countless, really. It really depends on you. What kind of herbs do you use in your cooking? So when you go to plant your herb garden, think about what you like and maybe even what you might like to try that's different. It doesn't really do any good to plant something that you're not going to eat. But then again, if you're successful, you can give it to your friends if you don't like it. So, let's plant some of our herbs. One of the best ways to plant them is to plant them in a pot. Because you know what? You can keep your pot right near your kitchen door in the sun, and then every time you need it for a recipe, you can run out and clip it, and there it is for you. You can also plant it in the garden, but right now we're going to talk about what happens when you plant it in a pot. Now, there's all kinds of pots. This one is one that a lot of people like. It's sort of a windowsill pot. The main thing you want to think of is if it's got holes in the bottom, which this one does. It also has a tray to keep the excess water. So this works out really well. This has been used before, so that's kind of nice because you can reuse it. Just rinse it out real good and it's ready to go again. After you've got your good holes in it, you'll want to fill it with some soil. You can put your herbs in whatever arrangement you like. We're not going to plant them today. I'm just giving you some ideas. You might think about having some spill over the side. You can choose all your favorite herbs and plant them in a windowsill box. But today, right now, we're going to do a demo with a round pot. Whoops. Okay, there we go. So, first thing you want to do is make sure that you've got good drainage. We have drilled a hole in the bottom, right there, so water will get through. Then you're going to want to fill it with really good potting soil. Now, it turns out herbs don't really need a lot of fertilizer, and they're relatively free of pests. So you want to put such a good soil in there that'll keep them without any fertilizer. So when you go to the store to buy some, make sure you get something that has a little bit of fertilizer already in it, that maybe has some microorganisms in it, something that'll sustain your perennial herbs for a long time. Because remember, they're going to be in this pot, and they're not going to be able to get other soil in it unless you refresh it. If you want an Italian feel to your herb garden in a pot, you can choose all the kinds of herbs that will go in your Italian meal. So, of course, that would mean basil and Italian parsley and, let's see, some thyme. Thyme is one of the biggies in a lot of Italian cooking. And oregano. I always put oregano in my spaghetti sauce. And then, to boot, some rosemary. That's something that's found a lot in Italian cooking. So now you're going to want to arrange your garden in a way that the ones that trail will go off the side and have them over there. So that would be the thyme and the oregano and this rosemary here. So I'm thinking of putting the basil in the middle because it's going to get pretty big, and then these can go down the side, and then we can put the parsley on another side. So first you kind of plan what you're going to do, and then we're going to start putting them in one by one. So I'm going to add a little more soil. Remember, I told you want to get good potting soil. There you go. You don't have to fill it all the way up quite yet, but you want enough so that you can place them in there. Okay, so, you know, clean up your plant a little. Get rid of the yellowing leaves. And if you want to put your marker in, go ahead. This pot, you see, has some roots going round and around, so you just pull them off, because what we're trying to do here is pull the roots out so that they are able to go into the soil and spread out. If you left those roots circling, they would keep circling forever. This way, the roots will begin to go out into the soil better. Okay, let's try our thyme, which is trailing, and we're gonna put it on the side here. Same thing, pull out those roots, spread them a bit, put them in the soil. Now, you want to keep the soil line at the same for all the plants. You want them to have a level soil line about an inch below the pot. Okay, we have some rosemary here. Ooh, same thing. We've got some circling roots there. I'm going to pull them out. Don't be afraid of pulling those roots. It really won't hurt them. Making sure that it's the same level as the other two. Let's do our basil next, because we want him in the middle. Okay. Woo! Oh my goodness gracious. Look at those roots. All right. So this has been in this pot a little too long. And it's got a lot of plants here. So what I would suggest is that we narrow this down to just a couple of plants. So take out your handy shears and clip off some of these basils because we really don't need them. It's going to be too many for this pot to have so many. And you know what? You're not going to lose these because you'll get to use these in your dinner tonight, right? So not to worry. So I'm going to narrow it down to just probably two. Probably two's the best. I'm going to pull at those roots and I'm going to tell them, you're okay. Don't worry. You're going to go in there, same level. And now let's see, what was the other? Oh yes, oregano. Now this one does not have the circling roots because it's a pretty young one. Still, all right. Sometimes when you buy any plant at a nursery or a big box store, you'll find those circling roots. No matter what the plant, it's pretty important to make sure that those circling roots have been cut off quite a bit. Okay, so now I'm going to fill in these holes made by the pots here, by the plants, and I'm going to be real careful to make sure that there's no air, and I'm going to pack them in really good and tight. Now you may say, gosh, that seems like a lot of plants for this little pot, but you know what? They do just fine. They really do just fine in this kind of environment. The main thing that you're going to have to know about keeping them healthy in this little pot is to keep them good and watered all summer long. Because remember, it's in a pot, and this pot is out in the open. You've got maybe the sun beating down, and you've got really hot weather. So this is going to dry out a lot faster than any of the herbs you might have in the garden. All right, now I'm going to wiggle it, get it all settled in. Look at that, isn't that pretty? Okay, now the basil looks a little unhappy, but don't worry, it'll be just fine. Now, where should you put this pot? I would suggest that you put it in a place that's going to get about 6 to 8 hours of sun a day. Most herbs really like to have sun. If it gets afternoon shade, that's really okay as long as it has some good morning sun. Okay, so let's water these really well because we want to make sure all the air holes have been filled. And what the water does is it fills them in with some soil. And I'm going to do this and then later I'll come back and fill it up again. So there you have it, a really great Italian herb garden for all summer long to make any kind of Italian dish you'd like. So right now what I'd like to do is go out into the garden. Welcome to my herb garden. I love planting herbs in the garden. For me, it's a real treat, and I'm lucky enough to have a big spot. So here I have what you might think of as a typical English-style herb garden. We've got the boxes, very symmetrical. Up the pathway, I have a plant. I've got some chives on either side. So there's a lot of symmetry in this garden, and it's really fun because you can plant, like I have thyme over here with some flowers, and I've got some carnations, I've got a lavender, a calendula, some chamomile. This is early spring, so things are a little sleepy right now, but later in the summer, this is going to be full, and there's going to be herbs overflowing everything. One thing about this particular garden, it's my edible flower garden. All the plants in here have a flower that can be used some way in cooking. So we've got the carnations, the lavender, the calendula, the pansies, the thyme. All these can be used in cooking. And it's one of my favorite things to do. It surprises my guests. Children love it. and it's easy to do. Over here, we have borage. Borage is a cool season herb, and if you see, it's got these wonderful periwinkle colored flowers. These taste kind of like a cucumber. Yum. So this is one of those plants. It's cool season. Come about June, it'll head out. I will plant something else here. It turns out that borage throws a lot of seeds out there, so I'll never have to buy a packet of borage seeds again, because we will always have borage in this garden. Over here, I have some trailing rosemary. And if you notice here, I've clipped back the oregano real close to the ground. You want to do that when you start out in the springtime. You want to take your perennials and cut them way back. It invigorates them to cut them back so much. It gets it rid of any dead wood, any diseased woods, and the oregano leaves that come out of here, they're going to go all over the place, and they'll be much healthier because I prune them back. Here I have some marjoram. Actually, it doesn't look like I pruned it much, but I pruned quite a bit off the side. Here I have a salvia. It's going to grow to be quite large. Over here I have a geranium. Of course, you can see the pansies and the calendula. And I have other places where I have herbs. In fact, I kind of put herbs everywhere in my garden because they're so easy to grow. And the flowers of herbs attract butterflies, they attract beneficial bugs, and you can eat them. So let's go over to one of my other boxes and see what we have there. I have a golden sage here. It's very nice for cooking too. But you know what? I've got to clip it back in the early spring, because if you don't, it's going to get really, really big. And we want to keep it the size that fits in this area of my garden. So every year, I come and I clip it back. I go into it and I clip it back all the way in like this. And I create kind of like a little round circle all the way around, so that when it grows and replenishes itself, it's going to be a much healthier plant. It's a way to get rid of the dead wood. But nothing to say that you can't save this herb, this good sage. It could be dried, or it could be chopped up and used fresh. So you don't have to throw it away. You can very well use it in your kitchen. I would also be sure to take away all of the leaves. You never know if there is a disease or something in them. So you're going to want to make sure that you take away all the leaves. These are definitely compostable, so no worries. Put them in your compost pile. Another herb that it's really important to clip back every year is chives. As you can see, I've chopped these chives down quite a bit, and it's really not very hard at all. You can see they look pretty lousy right now, and I'm going to really, really make them feel better by clipping them back a whole lot. There you go. So within a week or so, you're going to see a lot of growth here. In a month, they're going to be this tall, and you'll be ready to make some chive soup or something. Let's harvest some parsley. Look at this beautiful parsley plant. Neat thing about parsley is you can clip back some of the parsley leaves from the stems, and more parsley will grow. It'll keep growing and growing and growing all season long. So I'm going to take some of the older leaves and leave the newer leaves there. So I'm going to get in here and I'm going to cut way down low towards the bottom of the plant. Have some nice long stems. I'm going around the outside of the plant and getting these nice healthy looking older stems. I'm going to get myself probably about enough to make a nice pesto or something like that with my parsley leaves. So, you know, this will invigorate the plant. When it gets cut like this, it kind of forces it to grow some more. So it's not a bad thing to take part of your parsley. So here we go. We have all this lovely parsley. Now, when you take it into the house, you could rinse it well, dry it off good, put it in a plastic bag, and put it in the bottom of your refrigerator. Or if you wanted to, and this looks kind of really nice, you could cut the stems again, put it in a jar or a nice vase, and set it on the side of your counter out of the sun, and it'll look nice for several days, and you can just take the parsley whenever you need it. You could also dry parsley. You can take it and you can put it upside down like this, wrap it with a string, and hang it in a cool, dry place. And then when it's all nice and dry, you can use it as parsley flakes in your food. So really, no reason to let your parsley go to waste. There's so many ways to use it. So earlier we talked about the fact that mint can be very invasive. And yet, I really like mint, and there's so many really wonderful kind of varieties. So it's really a fun thing to have in your garden, especially if you put it in your pots. So what I did is I went and I bought these nice pots, and I've planted several varieties of mint. We've got chocolate mint here, and we've got some orange mint, and over here I think we have lemon mint. Now, it's early spring right now, so they're not looking too excited, but over the course of the summer, they're going to get really big. And they may even try to get out of the pot. So all you got to do is go around and cut it. Also, if ever you find that there's some roots coming out of the bottom, you want to take those roots off. This one I planted last year, and as you can see, it's really tight in there. So it wouldn't hurt if we went into it and we clipped some of that out. Believe me, it's not going to hurt this mint one bit. It will definitely be coming out again in just a few months. It'll be coming out. But what I'm doing by doing this is giving the other mint a little bit more room to grow because there's just too much in here. So probably every year you would want to really clip it back inside and get out maybe about a half, two-thirds of the mint that's in here so that you wouldn't have it too full. I don't know if it could break the pot, but I don't really want to try to find out. So that's what I would suggest to do with your mint. If you have it in a pot every year, go through and clip it back really well inside.